USA Radio News.
Tropical storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression as it crossed the Florida panhandle on its way north into Georgia. The storm has sent Florida homes toppling into the Atlantic Ocean and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in places where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm, which caused at least 4 deaths, was the first November storm to make landfall in Florida in 37 years and only the 3 on one record. There is an update with Artemis 1. Tim Berg has the latest.
NASA says it has found minor damage to the Artemis 1 moon rocket in Florida following Hurricane Nicole. They say peak winds reached 82 miles an hour when Nicole hit Cape Canaveral as a Category 1 hurricane. 3 below the maximum gust NASA said the rocket could withstand. The next launch attempt for the Artemis 1 mission is scheduled for early Wednesday morning. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
German lawmakers have approved a plan to keep the country's 3 remaining nuclear power plants until mid-April, extending their life beyond the originally planned shutoff at the end of this year. The decision comes as Germany tries to prevent a possible energy crunch this Wednesday due to cuts in fuel supplies from Russia over the war in Ukraine. Colorado voters have passed a ballot initiative to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms for people 21 and older. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A cruise ship carrying nearly 5,000 passengers were forced to dock in Sydney after about 800 people tested positive for COVID-19. The Majestic Princess left New Zealand when, halfway through the 12-day voyage, guests began to fall ill. The cases are mainly asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic, according to the BBC. A federal judge has ordered sanctions against former President Donald Trump's attorneys over his handlings of a since-dismissed lawsuit brought on Trump's behalf against his 2016 Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton. The sanctioned parties, 4 attorneys and their 2 law firms, were ordered to pay a $50,000 court penalty and more than $16,000 in attorney fees to one of the named defendants in Trump's suits. In the sanction order, the judge noted that the former president's suit, quote, was in its entirety frivolous, end quote. Tropical storm Nicole may have unearthed a Native American burial site in Florida after a group of people stumbled upon human remains. Since the burial ground is federally protected, bypassers are prohibited from digging up other remains and items from the tribe. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.